Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. We're back again with Melly Monaco. Now, you just told me something I didn't know, because I've always wondered where your accent was from. Mm-hmm. And it's French.
Yes.
So you're just fully French? Is your parents... Well, but you're black, though. So, like...
So what? There's no black people in France? That's what you're saying?
Well, no, kind of like the UK, like, where everybody knows, like, there's black people there, but everybody knows, okay, he's Nigerian, he's Congolese. Mm-hmm. So your people are, I'm assuming, from the islands.
My people, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Where? Like, what island?
So my mom is from South America, so not an island. Mm-hmm. But it's called French Guyana.
Ah, Guyana. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends from, like, Guyana.
Probably from the other one.
Where?
Like
the Caribbean
English.
One?
They speak English.
Yes, yes.
Mine, they speak French.
And then where is your dad from?
He's from the West Indies, so he's from Guadeloupe.
Yo, your parents got to be the tallest people in the world, right? They gotta
be. They're the tallest people.
Because Melly walked in. Now, like, I watch your content, but, like, you're usually, like, sitting down for the pineapple show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, you could tell, you know, she's maybe kind of tall. You feel me? Like, you know, 5'8"-ish, 5'7", 5'9".
Yeah.
Melly walked in a full stature of 6'2".
It's not 6'2".
It's a sight to behold.
6 feet, that's it.
6 feet flat.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I'm starting to realize I'm not as tall as I thought I was, man.
You're not tall.
Kind of, right, Melly? Kind of, five. Okay, so. So what do you consider tall, though?
For a guy. For a man?
Yeah.
I would say tall is like 6'1", 6'2".
Sheesh. Wait, hold up.
But 5'10", 5'11", is still kind of tall, but I'm not going to be like, oh, wow, he's tall. But like 6'1", that's when you start kind of like looking up. At least for me.
Yeah. How about a guy who's 5'10", but then there's these new things?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been telling myself, I'm not going to get it. It's this thing where it's like a sock or like a platform thingy you put inside your shoe and it boosts you by like 3.5 inches.
Wow.
So
you want that?
I wouldn't do it because I still have a shred left of integrity and pride, right? Mm-hmm. But if you found out a guy that you were dating, he's nice, funny, blah, blah, he's 5'10". You know, and then like on the day he's like 6'2", 6'3", he's tiring over you. And then like eventually you find out that, you know, that he's been faking it all along and he's like 5'9", mm-hmm. 5'10". Do you cut it off or do you continue to date him?
Okay, I think I would cut him off because no, it's not so much the lie.
Yeah.
It's more like you're insecure.
Mm.
Like I could date a dude that's like 5'5".
So you?
As long as you're secure with yourself, I don't really mind. But like for you to decide, like you're already 5'10", and then you want to be 6'1", 6'2", I'm like, yo, it's not needed.
Nah, yo, listen. Well, hey, a bunch of guys, at least you'll know now that Melly would date a guy who's 5'5". But like, do you have problems though finding guys who are taller than you to date or no?
Yes.
Here, right? So, okay, so like, who's the tallest guy you've ever dated? Because I would assume it's probably NBA players, right?
No, I don't date NBA players.
No?
What are you assuming? That's how I look. I look like I date NBA players.
I'm assuming, like, you're popular.
Mm-hmm.
You look good. You're tall. That you probably have your DMs flooded with nothing but, like, athletes.
Not even true.
No?
No.
Yeah, we will like get to that story though, right? But if you know, but like first off, let's just rewind a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Melly from France. Now you started playing volleyball at like what age?
maybe like 14, 15. Kind of late.
Oh, wow. How soon?
Because I was doing other sports.
Like what, basketball?
No, I was doing gymnastics and wow. Track.
Gymnastics, so, like, you know how to do, like, the flips and, like, the everything?
I did. Don't ask me now.
You did?
Yeah, that shit is gone.
Yo, I can't imagine you doing, like, somersault flips and, mm-hmm. really?
Yeah.
Yo, you were that girl then. Here, so the volleyball, how soon after you started volleyball, did you realize, yo, yeah, I'm amazing at this. Like, I'm great at this sport.
I mean, I'm going to sound cocky, but
yeah.
I'm good at sports. So whatever sport I did, I was good. So it wasn't like, you know, I went to trial and they were like, okay, come on the team. And they put me like on the highest level.
Yeah.
Even if my age was lower,
yeah.
they put me on the highest level. So
that's like, wow.
I guess I'm okay, you know.
At 14, was you always this tall or like did like the growth spurt just happen? Like
I was tall already. 14, I was kind of probably done, yeah.
Got you. And then you dominated throughout, and then you got a scholarship, you said.
Mm-hmm.
At what age?
Because it depends, because I went to college back home.
Okay,
fair. And then when I came to America, they put me back in, how you call it, to get a bachelor's, when I already had a bachelor's from back home. But,
yeah.
you know, they didn't transfer all my credits. So I got the scholarship. I was probably like 20, 21.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Wait till so, you know, like here, right? So like, I'm like African, right? So growing up in like Africa, like the big dream was, yo, we want to come to America, right? Mm-hmm. Like that was it. But France is a first world country. So like, is that like a thing in France, yo, like we want to come to America?
Not really. It's like we want to see, mm-hmm. but it's not like we want to come and live in yeah. America. Mm-mm. But me, I didn't want to work. So after I graduated, I was like, I need to find another way. To like keep on not working.
Yeah.
So playing sports was.
Said peace out, France.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So then after you like play volleyball and then like you moved to Washington, D.C., then to Atlanta, and then to L.A.,
mm-hmm.
why'd you move so much?
Just when it was D.C., it was really the weather.
Mm-hmm.
The weather was too cold for me. So then I came to L.A., and then the people were not
fake.
So much. I don't want to say that because it's not everybody.
Yeah,
but at least the people I encountered, you know,
yeah.
it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Then I went to Atlanta. I wanted to see more black people too.
Mm-hmm.
And Atlanta was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, I'm done too. And then I came to LA for the weather.
Back to LA for the weather. Now, once you got back, did you, I guess, like meet better people?
No.
No, it's still bad?
Still bad.
Here, okay. So what's bad about the people now? I'm going to say this. Now, for me, I'm from like a small town, right? North Dakota, right?
Okay.
So the people here, I would say they are vain. They're more so into what can you do for me,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I hate about it, right? You know, it don't feel like any type of interaction is genuine. So what is your biggest issue with the people of L.A.?
I don't know. I'd be going out and then I meet somebody and I'm like, oh my God, we hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, I'm already thinking we're going to be best friends.
Yeah.
And then it's always me reaching out. Hey, what you doing? Hey, do you want to hang out? Hey, do you want to
yeah.
grab something to eat? And then I'm like, okay, let me chill. A little bit
mm-hmm.
and see if I'm getting that vibe. And I'm not.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay. So it was very one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
And
Wait, but that's kind of, see, like for me is, you know, like my like IG clout, I have no IG clout. I think I think I have like 60,000, I think. And my YouTube, I have no clout, right? So, but for you though, you have a lot of clout. So I would assume that people will be like just jumping over borders to try to get next to you. So like, are people like you meeting or like, are they just insanely popular people or just regular people who just, you know, don't really hit you back?
Regular people. Yeah, it's not so much like they're not
yeah.
celebrities or anything like that.
Wow.
Regular people.
Yo, listen, man, they are fumbling the bag with Melly, bro. You feel me? Come on now. 400,000 and on YouTube, your IG's
maybe
up.
Maybe they don't care. They don't yeah. care about that, and which is okay. But they mm-hmm. don't care for me either.
So. Wait, are these like just like men friends or a like a female friends? Because the females are probably like bougie. Men, I would imagine, would be jumping over borders to be friends with Melly.
No.
I'm a hair, right? So once you got back to like LA, when did you start content creating then?
So I started back in like last June. Not the one that just passed, the one before.
Oh, wow. A year ago.
Yeah.
You grew fast.
I did.
So last year, June, what was your goal going into content creating? Like, yeah.
Okay, so I had another channel before. Mm-hmm. And I was doing like kind of like academics type of things, you know.
News. Academics, okay.
I mean, you wouldn't see me. You didn't even know it was my channel.
Ah, okay.
But I was doing like the gossip, celebrity news and stuff like that. And you know, with YouTube, like they would say, oh, you're stealing content. Like I got demonetized. They deleted the channel. The channel had 500,000 subs. They deleted it. They took the money away. They gave it back. Demonetize it again. I was like, yo, I can't.
500,000 subs. Yo, we gotta listen. Before we leave, like, I definitely do want you to kind of like break down the science then. Like, like the science of growth. Because you lost a 500K channel, then grew it back again fast. Okay. Right. So then break it down. Okay. So you started off with celebrity gossip and like education. I can't imagine you was like talking about like celebrities.
I wasn't talking.
Oh, you're just posting.
I was taking clips and making compilations.
Well, theft, right? That's theft, Belly, right?
I mean, it's so many channels doing it, and they're still up. So it's like, obviously, some people go through the cracks, you know, so.
Man, it's crazy here, right? So, like, the time that you got, like, demonetized, was that channel, like, your main income?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, I was sick. You know, I wake up in the morning to that email saying YouTube community guidelines or strikes. And I'm like, yo, your hard drives. And you're like, really? No more money. Okay, so I got to find something else. And it kept on happening. So I would fight it, get it back. But then when they give the channel back, the views are not the same. You got to build it a little bit again. And I was like, yo, they can't keep on playing with me like that.
Yo, so that happened to me once, right? Mm-hmm. But at that time, I was still working, you know, like a 9-to-5, and like that channel, was probably giving me like like $50 a month, right? Yeah. So when you woke up to that like email, demonetized. Now, like, was it okay? Let me go ahead and fill out these like applications and on Indeed.
I mean, yeah, you do all of that, but nothing works. Like, usually, if they decided your shit is gone, it's going to be gone. Or they give you, I don't know, maybe 30 days. If you don't fix something, you will delete it. Or it's just
that's insane. Hey, Russell, did you, like, just, like, get a regular job now? Or did you, like, say, I'm going to, like, do more content creating? Because if you get demonetized, I'm assuming, like, the first thing is, okay, how am I going to pay rent?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, you know.
I mean, I've always been good with my money. So even if YouTube was giving me a lot of money, I'm not like a spender. I'm not into, you know, the bags and you I'm into cars. So, but you're not buying 20 cars, you know. So my money was always right, but it was still like, yo, I gotta have some more coming in.
Yeah.
I was also bartending. So that would help, but it still wasn't close to the money I was making on YouTube. So eventually I was like, okay, I need to come up with a channel where they can demonetize it or they can hit me with copyright and stealing content and all of that. So that's why I decided, like, okay, this time I'll put my face on it. And now they can't tell me I'm stealing anybody's content.
Yo, so, okay, so, like, break it down for me, right? Because you actually built two successful channels. Like, what's the science to it, though? Like, what's the sauce, Melly? Because, again, like, people, you know, because, like, some guys will say, oh, you know, she's pretty. But like, you built a channel without your face showing. So that shows you actually have a science to it. And, like, it's like, not because of your look. So what's the science to it? Like, how do you build two massive channels?
I think it's really consistency. Consistency and good content. Like, you know, the celebrity news, it's already, like, it's going to come because people want to see what those celebrities are doing.
Yeah.
And with the other one, the one right now, I think is just good content, I'm going to say it. And I see what works for me. Like, I see people like my accent. They like how I look. They like that I'm down to earth. And they don't expect usually pretty girls to be like that.
Smart. Smart.
Well, that's what it is. Guys don't expect pretty girls to be smart. That's sad.
Not, you know, and like, I feel like that's what kind of, you know, that kind of separates you is you're actually like really smart and like know how to speak. Now, like when like you started off kind of like the main channel, was your goal, I'm going to give guys advice on how to get women, or like what was the original concept of the new channel?
So the new channel, I had it, and I was, because I do music. I don't know if you saw any of that, because it's really small. Okay. And
no.
So that channel was like, okay, I'm going to release my music videos on there and stuff. But
you sing or rap?
I rap, but they tried to make me sing. So, okay. Yeah. So I was like, that's going to be the channel where I drop the music. But then you drop the music, and like a lot of artists, you're not known. Nobody's checking for you, and then your videos are not getting anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, you need to build something and then introduce them to something else.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to build this platform with me talking about how you can get a girl. And that's something I've always done with, like, in real life with my friends. Mm-hmm. With, like, male friends, they would fuck up, cheat, get caught, and they'd be like, what do I do now? And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, try this, try that.
Oh, wow.
And they would come to me, and they would be like, it worked.
Yeah.
So I was like, why not just make a channel where I just give advice? People are like, well, are you a counselor? Are you anything? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I just give my opinion. Yeah. That's all. I didn't go to school for it. I don't got no degrees. It's just my opinion, and it happens to be working.
Wait, and like men just gravitate here, right? So do you think that the majority of your audience currently is men or female?
Oh, yeah, for sure. 97% men.
Men. Great. Listen, perfect, right? Listen, so that means that Melly can have this conversation. So, do you know what the red pill is?
Yeah.
Right. So, do you think that your content is red pill content?
That's what people say.
What do Melly say?
It's a little bit of both. Like,
because
I separate women. Mm. That's the thing. So, some women do not deserve, I feel, the good treatment because they don't know how to appreciate it.
Yeah.
And some others deserve it. Mm-hmm. So, but most of the time, the women that the guys who talk to me encountered are the women that don't really deserve the good guy, you know?
Yeah. So, so then what's your, I guess, opinion on the current Red Pill community? Like the, you know, I don't want to call names, but you know, you know, the current, you know, climate of the Red Pill community. Mm-hmm. Like, what's your overall thoughts? Like, is it getting too far into like, you know, like hating women or do you think it's, you know, it's like still balanced?
No, I feel it's a lot of men hating women. And I'm like, yo, you still want to fuck bitches. So how can you hate us? You know?
Yeah.
But pick the right ones and then maybe you'll complain less.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You know, so like with the red pill content, right? And, you know, and like here's what I, you know, like my general thoughts on it, right? Is I feel like most of them, in fact, no. Very few of them are doing it to like help men out, right?
You said they're not?
Yeah. No, very few have the intentions to actually help men out.
Okay, gotcha.
Most of them are doing it for this like money play, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. But like once you try to like come off as like, yo, I'm here to save men, et cetera, like here, right? You know, so like there's a few, you know, like dudes who will say, yo, listen, like don't buy, like do not purchase no OnlyFans content, don't watch porn, it's bad for you, but pay $900 for this course to help you get women, right? Right, you know, so to me it like comes off as if they are preying on the, you know, simps and like incels. Do you feel like your audience is majority incels and simps?
No. I mean, I don't even like the term simps.
It's, oh, why
like,
not?
Because I don't know, giving a compliment to a woman don't make you weak or don't make you like.
Yeah, no, right. So I feel like what they, I guess, like qualify as a simp is like a dude who overvalues a woman, right? Meaning like you put her interest and values and over yours. 60 years ago, or like fathers would tell us, yeah, you know, like you're supposed to put a female's interest before yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're courting. So what would you define as, I guess, then, you know, like what's being too nice?
If you see that the girl is not into you and you keep on trying, you're trying to buy her pretty much and you don't receive anything really.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
It's definitely bad, right? Yeah, right. So then, like, okay, cool, right? So look, so like you were now, you know, you started off like with the Red Pill content. And then that was cool for guys. And then now you started getting backlash once you started the pineapple show. Which I'm like, poor Melly, right? Like,
to me, it's not even backlash. I don't care. I don't care what people say. So, because I do what I want. And yeah. If you don't like it, don't come here.
Yeah.
But to me, it's not so much backlash. It's like, if I'm telling you how to get a girl, mm-hmm. I want to bring you a girl. Mm-hmm. And okay, go for it. Try to get at her. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm trying to do. After how the girl is acting, how you're acting, what you're telling her, like, that's on you.
Yeah.
So the backlash is not that bad to me. Because they love the pineapple show.
Listen, I can legit bench that, like, from, like, so, hey, right? So, like, I like, you know, like, go home, right? And like, I take a nap from about 8 p.m. to, like, 11, right?
Okay.
And then I wake up from 12 to 4 to, like, edit, right? Or videos.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So I'm watching the pineapple show while editing, right?
How can you do that?
I'm telling you, bro, like, it's insane. Here, so, like, why do you think men, I guess, like, what's the biggest issue with the pineapple show? And then I'm going to tell you, you know, why I think they have a big issue with it.
I think they feel like the girls that I bring mm-hmm. are gold diggers. They're delusional.
Yes.
And like, and they're like, mm-hmm. you need regular women, you know?
Yeah, regular women. But, like, I don't think that regular women, like would like come on a show, right?
No, they do. I had some.
Now, right? Okay, yes. Now, there are women, let's say, I think... I forgot in her name, and she's light-skinned and from L.A.
Who are you going to talk about?
Oh, my God. She's super light-skinned, and she's from L.A. And
How long ago?
This is probably, like, a few months ago, I think, right? Right? No, because I watched it live, and this older dude came, right, and told her that, like, he won't really, like, take her seriously since she has an OnlyFans. And she was like, oh, they got the stigma about OnlyFans. I just put bikini pictures, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, Verdi.
I think so.
She has curly hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now she legit rejected, like,
oh, she went
100
off.
Dudes in, like,
she
30
went
minutes.
Off.
Yeah. At that point, man, like, do you say I, bro, like, you done rejected 50 dudes. Let's just end this show. right? And go.
But you would think that, but why there's still more men calling in?
Mm.
Like, because that was the first time mm-hmm. that I had a girl do that.
Yeah.
So that was probably almost a year ago that she came for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was watching it, and I was like, yo, she's out of control.
Yeah.
You know, she's just looking at them. She even, like, was, like, laughing at them a little bit, mm-hmm. how they look. I was like, yo, she's mean a little bit.
She's wilding.
She's mean, but it's kind of funny,
yeah,
you know?
Of course. It's great content. Amazing.
And then I was like, yo, like, the dudes are not going to come in because she keeps on saying, no, pineapple, pineapple. And I'm like, yo, the show is about to be done in 10 minutes because the dudes are not coming in. And the more she was doing it, the more they came in. Yes, they kept on coming in. How you tell me in, like, an hour and a half show, I have more than 100 men pulling up to talk to her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's pretty and all, but when you see how she's treating the men,
yeah.
why you keep on coming?
Guys,
I feel
love
like
it.
they do.
Guys,
and that's
love
why
rejection.
I like. I feel like guys don't be liking nice women sometimes.
No, man. Here, and like, tell me this too, right? So when you, like, watch your show, it's like this, like, weird. This weird, like, thing happens, right? As soon as you bring a female who has like kids, right? Mm. The men in the comment section are brutal. And then once a quote unquote high value guy comes in to like talk to the woman with kids,
they're like, run. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think men guess like have this like, you know, like this like not hatred, but this like, you know, this like skepticalness like when it comes to single baby mamas?
I think they're already looking at her like she's used.
Yes.
And that she made bad decisions for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a good look. And then they're going to have to take care of the kid. If it becomes serious, that's mm-hmm. another bill.
Hera, do you think, though, that like single... Okay. Do you think that women with kids should lower their standards a little bit?
I feel like you like what you like. Mm-hmm. So... if you want to have your standards,
yeah.
go with them, but just know it's going to be harder for you. That's it.
Bro, like, I seen a single mother, I think she rejected a doctor on your show.
A doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the bald guy, I think, right? Like, he's bald, he's the, and like he's been on multiple times, right?
Okay.
And, like, she rejected a doctor, and I'm like, come on, man, like.
So, but what are you saying? Because he's a doctor, she needs to go for him?
If he's somebody who's stable, he's not that ugly, you feel me? He looks like he's in, you know, pretty good shape. He's still young.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you put your, you know, like, vainness, you know, it's like he's not light-skinned, curly, right, I'm 6'9", but he's a doctor, right? Like, shouldn't she at least be open to, like, giving him a chance? Especially if she has a kid who might need a stable father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you feel like women, what are women, but like single mothers who like come with your show, they're too picky.
I think women are too picky in general. Mm. But I don't like to say that because you have a kid, you need to have lower standards.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Your standards are your standards, and hopefully you find what you're looking for.
Yeah, right. Facts, right? Now, also, too, let's speaking of standards, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You had a viral video. I'm talking about okay. It went crazy.
Which one?
The nuclear physicist.
Okay.
Now, even that dude, I think he's full of shit, right?
He is. Eventually, when he came back, we saw that everything he was saying was a lie.
Yeah, he's full of shit.
So, she wasn't wrong. I think her gut feeling told her that's not for me. And mm-hmm. maybe she expressed it in a way where everybody looked at her like, yo, he has this great career. Why you're not jumping mm-hmm. for him? But
yeah, right.
She felt something and she was like, that's not for me.
Man, yo, I've never seen anybody ruin their like public like reputation that fast, right? Because he left the first show.
Because he was gone for a little while. Like, yeah. I don't know where he was, but we couldn't find him. Mm-hmm. And when he came back on,
he was
everybody
cocky.
Was like... what are you doing? You were so popular. I had people emailing me about him. Hey, uh-huh. can you give me his contact? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I can't find him.
Oh, you know? Man. Right. So let's, you know, break it down right for people who like didn't see it. There was a nuclear physicist and who came in on your show and mm-hmm. and the girl was a cheerleader for the Hawks, right?
Yes.
So generally they were both, you know, highly sought after, right? So she was a cheerleader for the Hawks. You know, mm-hmm. she's in good shape. She's cute, blah, blah. So she rejected him and, you know, and people were shocked because he was a physicist. And then the thing that was going around is, oh, you see, man, this is why black women can't find no good man. So what's your thoughts? So tell me, right? So like when you finally seen this shit is going viral, what was your like first thoughts? Like what's going on here? Is this shit? It's like, do you feel that like the initial criticism of her was fair?
I feel like she didn't give him a lot of time to talk,
mm-hmm.
but I do believe like her instinct was like, I'm not feeling him like that. She talked to him, and then I think she labeled him as boring, and I guess she wanted a little more excitement in her life. I don't know what she's looking for. Actually, right now she's
who?
The girl.
Yeah.
She is engaged.
She's engaged?
She's engaged right now.
Really?
Like maybe a week or two ago, she got engaged.
She found
somebody.
Now again, I'm a messy dude, Melly. So you feel me? So excuse me, I'm you know, super messy now. Now be real, Melly, the guy. I'm sure you checked out his like profession, what he was doing.
No, I didn't.
No,
no, because I don't I don't even think she tagged him. I don't know. I'm not really so much into people's business like that. I just saw him proposing. She was happy. He's good looking. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he does. So I can't help you with that.
Do he look athletic?
Yes, but not crazy. Like, it doesn't look, to me, it doesn't look like, oh, an NBA dude. He doesn't look like that.
Yeah. Dang. So he's not an athlete.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe not, right? Yeah, right. So why like, I like ask that is because, you know, like the first question would be, she turned down a nuclear physicist. Mm-hmm. Which even that, I'm kind of unsure, right? Because he said, like, he's going into it, he's starting. So even that, I'm kind of like, that sounds like bullshit, right? But if she turned down a nuclear physicist and then married a guy at, like, Kroll's, right? Mm-hmm. We, you know, like, that's an L, right? What do you say?
No, you're not marrying somebody because of their job. I hope not.
No?
Like, I mean, he could be trash if he was really, like, a physicist or whatever. He could still be trash.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I'm going to pick a dude based on his profession? I don't think so.
Yeah, right.
Not for me.
Okay, listen, right? So then let's talk about Melly, right? So who's... So what type of guy would you date? So let's say this, right? Let's say 5'7".
Why we decided on 5'7"?
Yeah, right? 5'7", he's a guy, you know, so let's say he's a general manager at Shields, right? Which is like a sports-like store.
What is it? A sports store?
Yeah, right?
Okay.
He's, you know, he's like general manager, makes about 65, 72, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Not great, not bad, average. You know, he's a great leader, spiritual, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
He's, let's say, some women would say if he was 6'2", and he would be an 8 out of 10 because he's 5'7", he's, let's say, a 5 out of 10, right? Okay. And that guy approaches you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give him a chance?
I mean, when he approached me, I don't know anything of that.
Mm.
I don't know his job. I don't know his personality yet,
yeah.
You know, so I talk to people. I talk to everybody.
Oh, wow. Hair, though. So, okay. So you are, let's say, you know, like a big content creator, you know, rich, you feel me? big IG. Will Melly be a sugar mama?
Never.
Why not?
No, why?
Wait. Man, okay, I take care.
What do you mean by sugar mama? It's like he's broke, and I'm paying all the bills? No, we're not doing that.
Y'all are both in the same house.
Okay.
He just makes way less than you.
Okay.
Right? Because according to, you know, Social Blade, Melly is pretty rich. Right?
Right? You know, they be under. It's under, usually. Like, is what they're saying is under what you
mean. Oh, man. So that means Melly got the bag. That means she got the bag. Nah, okay, listen. So 5, you know, he's living with you. You know, mm-hmm. He makes, let's say, 60, you know, 60, 65, right? You know, and he probably cannot afford paying $4,000, $5,000 rent in LA. Feel me, right? Because your crib looks like it's amazing. So I'm assuming you're paying about like 10, 15K, right? Per month in rent.
Are you crazy?
No?
No, hell no. I would never pay that for a crib that I don't own. Never.
Wait. If regular people like me, though, like right?
You're regular?
Yeah, right? And I'm paying like what? But like 3K just in like this base rent. And then like afterwards, like probably like 3.5 to 4K. So,
okay.
Right? And like that's from my like little spot. The mansion I see you in.
What mansion? I live in an apartment.
No.
Yes.
It's like glass, like it's like.
Well, it's a nice apartment, but it's not a mansion.
Listen, man. I see the glass and like I just assume it's right? Cool, right? But you know, like he's an average guy and he probably cannot afford the full rent. But he can probably pay the light bill, the water bill, which kind of, you know, right? You know, and you know, he can do that much. Would Melly pay for, let's say, the vacations, the rent, you know? Like, would you upgrade his you know, like, lifestyle for him?
It depends why, like, I need to know why his money is so low. Like, if the money is low because you're, like, I don't know, maybe you're trying to be an artist and you need a regular job on the side just, like, to have some money, but your goal is really to be an artist, I'm with you. But if your regular job pays you like almost nothing, and you're mm-hmm. cool with that, and you're staying that in that, mm-hmm. that's not for me. Because your level of ambition is way too low, and I think we're not going to match, because I'm always like, what am I going to do next? I started new channels, you know? So looking at you just being, like, cool with being, like, kind of broke, I can't.
Well, right? So, okay, so I think like 65, right, Kay? That's like the average salary for like most men, right? That's even better. I think the average salary is like 50, right? So if he has a 65K a year, that's a great job for like a regular guy.
Yeah, but 50, 60, you're not telling me I'm paying the whole rent and you're paying the light bill. No.
Never.
No.
But, okay.
We can split the rent. Yeah. I don't mind paying. Like, that's never been my issue. I can pay.
Yeah.
It's just like, do you feel good enough as a man?
Oh, come
on. No, like, seriously. Yeah. I'm telling you, like, I think I've had that issue before, like, dating men that are not doing as well financially that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And the insecurities, they show up. And either super controlling or overprotective. It's just the dynamic is not there.
Now, I can probably understand like the insecurity part, because if let's say it's a regular guy who wakes up every day, you know, like goes to his, nine to like five job, right? Comes home to Melly. And like she has, let's say, like 500,000 followers now, right? Or more. On
YouTube?
Yeah. No, Gram.
No.
IG.
I have 130, I think.
Right, but verified.
Yeah.
Right? So she's verified, she's lit. And she has like NBA players, NFL players, like content creators, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like hitting her up. I can see how he can be somewhat insecure, right? Right? But speaking of guys though.
But why are you insecure? You're with me. Like, even if my DMs are blowing up, who am I home with? I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Am I engaging with those people in my DMs? No. Like, so it's really insecurity within himself, I feel.
Yeah. Man.
Like,
hey,
if I'm open with you and I show you everything, you shouldn't have any insecurities with me. I'm with you.
Yeah. Nah, I definitely agree, right? But I definitely also agree with you, right? Like, It's like damn near impossible to be a content creator and date somebody who just lives like
doesn't do that,
right? Like,
it's
difficult. right, you know, like cause like my schedule is like unorthodox, right? Like, I go to bed at 4, I wake up at like 10, I come here, I leave, you know, probably at like 3 or 4, I go home, you know, chill, blah blah, you know what I do, and then sleep at 9 and wake up at like 11 or 12, and then go back to bed again at 4. So, like, my girl is mad busy too, right? Right? So, like, things work for us, but I definitely get your point, man. But let's speak on another guy. Now, this the guy that like, I think is fucking perfect for you.
Oh, there's somebody for me.
Perfect for you.
Okay, tell me.
Well, it's two guys. Okay. I think it's perfect for you. But the first guy is Steph is cold. I think you and Stephis Cold will make athletic babies, smart,
and
like it'll be the ultimate red pill. I'm talking about, like, listen, that baby is coming out the womb speaking red pill. You feel me, right? Having the most game whatsoever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your thoughts on like Stephis Cold being in Eligible Bachelor for Melly?
I don't know, because I don't know him like that. So I've seen a couple of videos. He reacted to some of mine.
Oh, so sure he did.
Mm-hmm.
And was it positive or negative?
Pretty negative.
Oh shit. They beefing. I know.
We're not beefing. No, I'm still not beefing.
Okay.
But it's just like of the stuff he had to say wasn't nice. But I understand his point of view, and you're entitled to your opinion.
Yo, I promise that like, I'm not that, like...
Whatever, you looked it up, and it was some shit.
No, I promise that... Okay, well, I did not know that, because, like, Steph is cold, like, does what, like you do, right? I don't really, like, see him, like, react to too many, like, shit. So, like, he reacted to your stuff, which means that it probably would have been something that was, like, out of control, right?
Not even. I mean, he reacted to the video with Verdi, because, you know, I do, like, I cut the stuff, and, like, and you could see, like, she said no to 100 dudes, and yeah. That's a lot. But on there, he was like, well, you know, he was talking shit about her. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, you know, like the girl on the left, because I guess he didn't know my name at the time. He was like, the girl on the left, she's like her. She's just more she's just more settled with it. I was like, oh, okay, you decided I'm like that. And I was like, but it's okay. You know, people see you. They don't know you. They have an opinion. And maybe that's what I project.
Yeah.
And I can't be mad.
Have y'all talked to me? Because I could definitely set that up. You feel me? You know, again, as like content creator.
But there is no beef.
Yes, yes. But like, if he thinks that you're like Verdi, which, no way. You feel me? Like no way, right? I would love for y'all to, you feel me? You know, just have a conversation and be like, you know, hey, you know, I didn't like what you said about me. That's kind of, you know, fucked up. And I'm sure, trust me. Once Steph looks into Melly's eyes, he would say,
no, but I don't even I'm feel, sorry. I don't feel strongly about it. Like, that's where I'm like, oh, we need to address it. It's whatever.
Okay. Like, now, McQueen.
Oh, wow.
Yo, I thought, now, here, right, look, right, so look. And here's why I hated, but the other, like, dark skin dude, like the Namdi guy, right?
Namdi, okay.
Because I thought that he was going to take you away from McQueen, right?
Yeah, you're funny.
And I was like, no, 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 no. Listen, okay, so why didn't it work with McQueen? Like, why did you guys choose to, like, just be friends?
I don't know. That just what happened. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't even say we're friends right now.
Oh, really?
No, we just met, like, twice, and that was it. That was done. So we didn't even collab. We met up to brainstorm and stuff, and then we didn't even do the collab, and that was that.
What? Really?
That was it.
Yo.
So it wasn't like, oh, we tried to date, or it was none of that.
L.A. is a crazy place, bro. Yo, L.A.
Why did you go and think, like, you thought we dated?
No. No, like, I thought you guys were, like, really good friends. Like, because of the video, like, you feel me? Like,
we're cool people. So it's like, you know, he's good vibes, I'm good vibes, and we're just chilling.
Yeah.
That's it.
Why didn't the collab happen?
I don't even know. I think he was busy. He was traveling a lot. Because he shoots a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, it's more like, I don't want to say skits, but, you know, it's not just, like, what I do sitting at home and making a video, you know. So his probably requires a little more traveling. And just busy. And then we never got around it.
Man, bro. Yo, listen, man. Like, watching content. Yo,
it's different than what really happened.
Yeah, right? Like, watching content, like, y'all chemistry, and I would have thought that y'all was, like, you know, like, I'm talking about, like, buddies for, like, 20 years, you feel me? Yo, McQueen, man, come on, bro,
but
listen,
he's hella cool, so it's like...
But is McQueen the type of guy that you would give a chance to?
Yeah, he's cool. I mean,
okay.
I don't know him enough, I would say, you know, but he's like, he's chill.
He's chill, man. Now, okay, so now Pat McQueen, though, why didn't the dark chocolate Casanova, 6'5" CEO Namdi, why didn't that work out? Because, so first off, he's the first one that I seen was successful of coming on and talk you into at least meeting up. Because, like, there's a bunch of guys who come on, and you pretty much just, you know, like, just shut it down, like, immediately.
Yeah.
So, what was it about the dark Casanova Namdi that says, you know what, I'm going to give this, and like, he's African, right? This African brother, you feel me? So, what made Melly say, well, you know, it might be great content to, like, meet up, you know, like, what did he say? Or, like, how did he convince you?
Well, he's in L.A., that's one. And then, you know, I don't know if you cut that part. So I had him on for the... Yes. So I was trying to do the pineapple show for the guys.
Nobody showed up.
You know, women don't want to get rejected live like that.
Damn.
And so it ended up being me and him just talking, and he was hella cool. Mm-hmm. So it was more like, yeah, let's chill, let's see. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't go nowhere.
Now, I believe y'all met up. No, y'all did one date, right? No, two dates. And both days he took you to like a fast food joint.
Yeah, and I'm cool with that.
Now, come on, Melly.
But I wouldn't even say it was a date.
Okay, like, you know,
it
like
it was
chill.
More like a hanging out. He's pulling out of, like, he went out, I think. I was home. He was like, I'm around the corner. You want to grab some food? And I like McDonald's. Mm-hmm. So he was like, oh, we can probably go to, where did we go? In-N-Out.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. But we just, when we ate, we ended up talking, and that was it.
Wait, hold up. So
now we're just friends. Like,
wait.
We're just great friends.
Wait, let's not skip past that McDonald's though.
Okay.
You like McDonald's?
Yeah.
So how do you stay in shape?
I don't know.
You just run every day? You work out every day?
It's weird. So I work out probably like crazy for like 3-4 months and then I stop working out for like a year. That's usually what I do.
And you still stay in great shape?
I mean, I get a little like jiggle, you know, a little cellulite here and there. And then that's when genetics. I see it that I'm like, oh, it's time to get back, you know.
So look, right, look, Russell, look. So.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to show you me from a year and a half ago, right? A year and a half ago. Now, I did the exact same thing that you did, right? Where like I graduated. My girl was like also graduating soon. Mm-hmm. And I looked up one day and said, damn, like, I have a bullshit bachelor's. Like, I'm probably going to, you know, like, be making, you know, like, 40, 50. While, like, my girl is like, graduating to be, like, a fucking pharmacist. And she's about to make, you know, like, bank. I need to, like, figure this shit out soon. Mm-hmm. And then the pandemic was coming around, right? So what I said was, F working out. Right, I'm about to, you feel me, like lift, you know, just like make 5 videos a day and like make YouTube happen. Mm-hmm. And like I was successful, right? Like I made YouTube happen, but then I let myself go, right? So here, so let me show you.
So that's during the pandemic.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Look. Right. So here's me a year and a half ago. Now, I need to know, like, your secrets of not working out and still staying in shape.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
You fell off.
Bro, yo, listen, like.
That's crazy.
I, like, worked out every day, like, probably, like, from, like, my sophomore year of, like, college. Like, I was just, like, workout warrior, right? So now I'm getting back into it. I think what I'm down like 24 pounds, right? Okay. So I'll probably be back to this in like 5 or 6 months. Okay. But just knowing me, I'm gonna want to like take off again.
I know.
Right? Right? So what's your secret? Like, do you like just not eat a lot? Like how do you stay in frame?
I don't think what I do is healthy, so I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I only eat once a day.
Really?
Because in the morning I'm not hungry. Mm-hmm. I still haven't eaten right now.
Oh, wow.
So people say it's, you call it intermittent fasting or something?
Yeah.
But I'm not doing it on purpose. It's just like I'm not hungry. Mm. And then I end up usually eating at like 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
I eat a lot at that time.
Yeah.
And then I don't eat anymore.
Wow. So eat once a day.
I don't do the snacks and this. I don't do any of that.
No.
No.
Do you like just not crave it or do you just avoid the snacks?
I don't have it in the house. So if I really want it, I need to go get it, and I'm not leaving the house. So
that's smart.
Because I, if it's in the house, I will eat it. So I just don't buy it.
If it's in the house, you will eat it. Wow, man. No, right. But like back to Nominee, right? So, yeah. Right. You know, so again, that dude to me is dope. He's amazing, right? Mm-hmm. But I was kind of like disappointed, man, right? Because bro was talking the big game, you feel me? Like, right? And then, like, when, you know, like, we seen a video of In-N-Out, I'm like, come on, man. Like, hey, were you, like, at least disappointed, though? Like, damn, bro, like, you didn't make no effort to take me out, you know, to, like, Felipe Chow's, you know, right? You know, to, like, Salt Bae's restaurant, you feel me? Right?
No.
$1,000 steak? In-N-Out was really, you know, like, going to impress you.
I don't know. I never... I don't think we were trying to date for real.
Really?
He was just in LA. We had a good time that day on the show. And we were like, let's hang out. But I don't think we were trying to date. Because even when we met up and talked, we talked about, I talked about my dudes. He talked about his girls. So it wasn't like, it was never really like a date, you know?
Oh, wait, hold up. Talk to me about that.
Oh, my God.
Talk to me about that. Now, men, like we have rosters, right? Meaning, like most guys, you feel me? If you, let's say, are, like, top of the notch, and you have, like, have, you know, a rotating seven, right? a roster of seven. If you're not that attractive, you feel me? You know, make decent money, you know, just average. You probably have a rotating roster of four or three. Now, Melly, you have access to any guy you want in the world. How deep is your roster right now?
I don't have a roster.
No?
No. But that's, I think that's what people project onto people who are kind of like, you know, on YouTube or Instagram. And, but it's not that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really not. It's not that many people are approaching me.
Oh, no.
It's like I know earlier you were saying, oh, your DMs are flooded with basketball players, this and that. It's not.
Really?
Yeah, my shit be dry. Like, dry.
Why do, like, are they just, like, scared to approach you?
I don't know what it is. I'm not them. I'm not a man, so I don't know what they see or what I do that maybe they don't want to approach. I can't tell you. But I know it's not flooded and there is no roster.
Have you slid in, let's say, a NBA player's DM? Or
never.
Why not?
I don't think it's my place to do that. Like, I'm sure, first of all, the competition is too high. How many, like the same as you're thinking, they're in my DMs.
Yeah.
How many girls are in their DMs? Also, I do that. How is he going to look at me? Also, I take the chase away from him.
Mm.
And now I'm like, I'm just so accessible that I'm not even, what's the word? Not attractive, but kind of like, I'm not appealing. Because now it's like, oh, I got her already. I don't need to do nothing to get her. She's easy. Whatever he's going to think.
Yeah,
even if that's not even the case because I just approach.
Yeah.
But men still like to chase. As much as they want to say, oh, I'm not chasing bitches. They're chasing. They like that. And if a girl is too easy to get, they're not really valuing her.
Man, listen, like, that's like great advice right now. Would you recommend, though, that a female have sex on the first date?
I think it depends on the vibe and what she's looking for.
If she's trying to be wifey.
I mean, I've known some and it worked for them. So who am I to say don't have sex on the first day? You're not going to be wifed up. And I have some people, they're married now. So it worked. Yeah. I think it just depends. Like, you got to read the room and see, like, you want it, he wants it. Mm-hmm. Is he going to look at you a different way after you have sex, you know?
Yeah, of course. Now, let's speak on your love for cars.
Yeah.
Now, you started a car channel now.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called again?
Melly Motors.
Okay, Melly Motors. Okay, so, like, where did that love for cars? Because, like, I feel like you're kind of, like, one of, like, the homeboys just trapped in, like, an attractive female's body, right? Cars, working out, sports. So where did your love for cars come from?
So I'm European and, you know, most of the...
Fast cars.
Yes. So... my mom always had BMWs when I was growing up. My stepdad was an instructor, like a driving instructor.
Oh, wow.
So I was driving since I was like probably like 12.
Oh, wow.
And we drive on manuals.
Oh, manual shift. Oh.
Yeah, that's how you learn.
Wow.
On manual.
I still know how to do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's fun. Like, it makes the driving experience way better.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like I always love cars, and I like to go fast. I like extreme sports.
Extreme sports?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Bungee jumping, racing,
like
skydiving.
You went skydiving before?
Oh, yeah.
So now what made Melly wake up one day and say, you know what? I'm about to put my life in 50-50 danger and jump from a plane.
But you know, they say it's not as dangerous as driving a car.
Really?
Like, there is more chances you die driving a car than jumping off a plane. So,
I feel like because there's less people who like who like jump from planes, right? What, hold up. Okay, so like you just woke up one day and say, you know what, I'm about to go ahead and jump from a plane. Like, how did that like happen?
I'm just into those type of things. So it was always something I was gonna do. I did it probably like three times. So
three times.
Yeah, I mean it's fun.
But after the first thrill, though, like you would think that they're like it's like that's the same like thrill for the second and third time, right?
Yeah, but like you like roller coasters?
No.
Oh, you don't. Okay. Well, maybe you don't understand. Yeah. You don't understand the adrenaline rush and what it does. But it's like I would ride a roller coaster several times.
Now?
Yes, still now.
In these climates?
Yes.
Yo, listen, like every time I turn on Instagram and all I see is somebody falling off. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't go to like the fairs and shit like that. That's not secure enough. You got to go to the real stuff.
Yeah, like what? Like a Disneyland, Six Flags?
Yes.
Now you're factual. Nah, wait. But your mom owned a BMW. So like you guys were rich?
No. But my mom liked cars, I guess. And that's where she was spending her money.
Or BMW's like cheaper like back in France?
I mean, it's cheaper than here.
Oh, really?
Like, think about it. Like, it's being produced overseas, so you don't have to have, like, the whole markup with, like, driving, taking the car back here.
Yeah.
So.
Do y'all drive, like, on the...
No, in France, it's the same as here.
Oh, really? Yo, because I'd be looking at people, like who drives and, like, and on their right, and I'm like, how do you guys
that's
even do this?
In London. Like, in England, that's what they do.
That right there is insane, bro. But, right? Especially that. But, no, right? Question for you, right? So you're doing like the pineapple show, your freaking car show.
Mm-hmm.
Is Melly ever going to start a podcast?
I don't know. I'm trying to do another show. So it's difficult.
Another show?
Yeah.
What?
should I say? No, I, no,
say
I
should, it,
no, I'm not. No, I'm not giving.
Give faculty exclusive. No, I'm not
giving the idea yet. Yeah.
What the? But you got like a pineapple show. You
got
the music
a talent show.
Yo, now that talent show is one dude. Oh, he is, and like he started off as your like biggest fan, and now he's the top op, right? Because like in here, right? Because like. And, like, he did the pineapple show. I think he got, like, rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he did the music show.
Okay.
And got, like, rejected. So now he does, like, these, like, YouTube videos saying, oh, the pineapple show is a scam. But the music show is a scam. And he's the guy with the face tattoos.
Yes. Hot Boy.
Yeah. Why is Hot Boy now on you, man? Like.
I mean, what, but he's still cool. He still pulls up to the show and participate. Like.
Really?
There is no beef. He makes those videos. I don't know if it's for clout or what, but hey, I can't tell people what to do and not to do, you know? So
you are better than me, because if you go on like your platform and like come for me, like you are like you're done for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, right? Like, why do you still like allow him to come back and participate knowing that he's like a secret hater?
Because he's entertaining. At the end of the day.
Clout, yeah.
He brings me people love to see him. We laugh. I don't mind. Like, he didn't do anything to me that I'm like, oh, no, fuck him.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yo, man, you listen, Melly, I had you here for about, what, hour? Yo, I apologize that it took that long, man. But listen, man, like, do you have anything to tell people, you know, like, what can they find you?
Yeah.
You know, events coming up, projects coming up, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so... You can find me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. It's everywhere the same, Melly Monaco. Mm-hmm. And I have a new channel, Melly Motors. That's for the cars if you want to see fast car reviews. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun. And I got the Pineapple Show channel.
Yeah.
So if you want to check that out.
It's amazing. Wait, though. Sorry. Who's your most memorable guest on the Pineapple Show?
Yo, there is one right now. He's new and he's hilarious.
Who?
His name is Troy Williams.
Okay.
You saw him?
Yeah.
Yes. Every 5 seconds, you got to tell him, back up. You be in the camera like, I'm like,
crazy.
Back up. But yeah, he's funny.
Would you do though, like more like guys though? Like, you know, because I know like Namdi didn't, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
right? But like, would you do more, you know, like more guys?
I would love to do a pineapple show for guys because guys are complaining. But guys are always complaining.
About everything.
And I'm like, I thought complaining was a female trait, but apparently it's a human trait. Mm-hmm. And I bring a pretty girl that has crazy standards or preferences, mm-hmm. they're complaining. I bring a regular girl, they're like, oh, she was regular, she's not pretty enough. I'm like, when are you going to stop complaining? Mm-hmm. I bring a girl that's in her 20s, she's too young. I bring a girl that's in her 30s, she's too old. I'm like, what do you want? Like,
you can't make them happy, man.
I can't. And doing the pineapple show for men would be great, but...
No girls will call
I us. Don't have the audience. Like, the people who follow me are men, so it's still not going to be, like, possible, not yet. I think unless what I'm thinking is maybe you can help me with that.
Yeah.
If you know any celebrities that is single,
yes,
a guy that would be like, yo, come to the pineapple show if you want to talk to me tonight.
Oh, let's do it.
And that would be the only way it would work, because all his fans who are women would come and try to shoot their shot.
Let's do it. Okay. Listen.
Whoever you got, you let me know and we try to make it happen.
Yo, listen. I'm down for that, right? Wait, and like, what's the like the best car you own?
That I own?
Yeah.
I only own one car.
Really?
Yes.
Are you a car fanatic?
What do you think we're doing over here? I mean, soon I have more.
Yeah.
But no, I have a 911.
I don't know what that is because I don't know nothing
Stop
about
it.
Car.
It's a Porsche. If you see it, you know that car.
Yeah. It's a Porsche.
Yes.
Yo, man, listen,
you know,
man. Fam, guys, listen up, man. Come correct. But though, what Melly do kind of like a dating show, like just for you? Like, for example.
Well, it's funny you're talking about that because I think yesterday was episode 91 for the pineapple show.
Yeah.
And for episode 100,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to be the girl.
Really?
Uh-huh. But I'm looking for a host, somebody to host me. So when I say pineapple, you know, they kick people out and stuff like that. So funny enough that you talk about Steph is cold. I asked him if he wanted to host me. And he's like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Why? So,
I don't know.
Oh, man. Come on now.
Maybe probably he thinks that the pineapple show is not really like looking good for men.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm not participating in that. But hey, that's what I'm thinking maybe. But I didn't get... an explanation, so I don't know. But
well, hold up now. Steph is my guy. I'll give him a call. Feel me after this, right? But wait. No, right? But like past that, would you ever do like I think Flavor of Love had it. Blueface currently have something on like his OnlyFans where like girls come to the house and compete for his love.
Mm.
You feel me? Would Melly ever do kind of like a show like that where like a thousand different bachelors come and like compete for her love?
I think that would be fun.
It's do just, it.
I think it's, I mean, do it. Like, what? I'm producing, doing everything? Nah, I need...
Contact Zeus.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
No, but I don't know if I want to be on Zeus.
It'll be messy.
Exactly. And I'm not messy. So I know, it's like, right? I don't think it goes well with my brand. I would like something a little classier.
Yeah.
Not saying I'm classy, but I'm
you're definitely classy.
I'm not like ratchet and stuff. So that's why I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know if that would be something.
Well, Zeus, you guys have missed out on the Melly of Love, but like, that's coming soon, man. Listen, man, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Melly, thanks for coming. Yo.
Thank you.
You got to come back to like have you on this like Red Pill panel, right? That like I'm trying to do. So pretty much like, I think Steph is cold is coming on the 28th.
Really?
I got another guy coming on the 27th. And then once Alpha Male Strategies come, I'm trying to bring them back and probably have, let's say, Steph is cold, Melly, Alpha Male Strategies, you feel me?
Wow.
Right? You know, and just talk about the climate of Red Pill, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. So, man, bruh, I keep thinking of some like shit that I forgot to ask you still.
Okay.
Let's talk about academics.
Okay.
Did you see the academics video?
Which one?
I'm the prize. No?
No.
Oh, man, let me show you this right now, bro. You feel me? Oh, man.
He said that he is the prize?
Yeah, Rice hair. So pretty much academics went like super viral for pretty much yelling and telling women, well, and telling, again, I support it. You feel me? Like, right? You feel me? Like, you know. I'm down for it, you know? Like, I'll support him doing it. Yeah. And that girl is his girlfriend.
That's his girlfriend. Okay.
I think she's like wilding out. And like he's telling her, I'm the prize. I'm richer than every guy. Got like in here, act accordingly. Feel me? And shit like that, right? Now people were coming for Ack for saying those things. Do you think, you know, men are the prize? Or rich men?
Oh wow. Okay, so my take on that, I believe that men have it the hardest when it comes to just life in general, because it's like,
okay,
nobody's gonna save you.
Yeah.
Unless you got rich parents that give you money or whatever, like nobody's gonna save you. As far as like us women, if not saying that's who I am, but if one day I don't wanna work,
yeah,
I'm sure I can find a dude that's gonna take care of me.
Absolutely.
So just for that, I'm like, yo, I'm kind of lucky to be a woman. Yeah. And I'm not saying also like we don't go through our share of like, you know, issues as far as like safety and, you know, stuff like that. But I believe it's harder to be a man at all times.
Yeah.
So are men the prize? I feel like with some women, yes. Like they're getting this life that they didn't do anything for. Just because like, you're pretty, you deserve money and all the good stuff. And I'm like, why? Just because you're pretty? To me, like, you didn't do anything to be pretty.
Belly.
Like, you just got lucky. So,
I love it.
But I believe that when it's kind of like equal, when you have a good girl and a good dude, we're both the prize. Like, we're helping each other out. We're supporting each other. And it should be both ways. It should never be, like, one-sided.
Listen, I definitely agree, right? And then, like, whenever, like, somebody and come on in your show and, like, ask the woman, like, what do you bring to the, you know, to the table? Like, what's their first response? I am the table.
I am the table.
yo, what's your reaction to, like, that? Like, because to me, like, that's some bullshit, right? Like, right? Like, that tells me, like, I can't name nothing, right? So when you hear you know, like, the chicks who come on and say, I am the table, what's your response to that?
I mean, maybe they know who they are and they know what they bring. And they're like, I bring so much. Maybe they are bringing a lot. I don't know them personally.
Yeah.
But I just think this question shouldn't even be asked. Because if I'm dating you, you're bringing something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're dating me, I'm bringing something to you.
Yeah.
So it's just, we're both winning. Unless I'm not bringing shit.
Yeah.
But pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, but even bringing pussy is bringing something, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like pussy, you know, like, if you're feminine, you know, and you're good looking and you're nurturing, you feel me? I feel like those three things should be, you know, enough, right?
But isn't that what a woman is?
Yeah, of course.
So you're just bringing yourself.
No, again, but not all women are feminine, bro. Like, again, these women out here are masculine and like treacherous, you feel me?
Yeah, but they're masculine. Why though? That's the question we need to ask. It's like, if I'm single, how are you expecting me to still be like super feminine? It's like I have to take on the role of a man because nobody is gonna provide for my life. You know, so I gotta bring money. I gotta do what a man usually does. But once I'm in the relationship, I should be able to take a step back and bring back the feminine aspect.
Man, you listen. I definitely agree, right? But yeah, folks, listen, folks, I'm going to stop taking up more of Melly's time. No Jumper Quotes podcast in the world. We're out of here, man. Peace out.